From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Our top story today, the search for survivors in earthquake-ravaged Haiti. Port-au-Prince, the capital, was devastated yesterday by a 7.0 earthquake. It's the worst quake to hit the area in 200 years. Haiti's president and prime minister have both put the death toll in the tens of thousands, but it's far too early for any hard numbers. In an interview with CNN, President René Préval tried to describe the scene.
It's incredible. You have to see it to believe it. A lot of houses destroyed, hospitals, schools.
While rescuers pulled bodies from collapsed buildings and stacked them along the rubble-strewn streets of Port-au-Prince, aid from around the world began trickling in. Félix Augustin, the Haitian consul general, pleaded for help.
We need medical supplies. We need heavy equipment to help the people in Haiti. We need doctors, people in the medical field, to go down to Haiti as soon as they can.
The international aid effort that was in place before the quake suffered its own losses. The UN headquarters collapsed, and President Préval says the head of the UN mission, Adi Anabi, was killed, though the UN has not confirmed his death.